This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The death toll from the Maui wildfires is 96 as relatives of the missing frantically search for signs their loved ones may still be alive while survivors grapple with the scale of the disaster. Hawaii Governor Josh Green says the fire moved between 37 and 50 kilometers per hour.
That meant that fire traveled 1 mile every minute, resulting in this tragedy. With those kind of winds and 1,000-degree temperatures, ultimately all the pictures that you will see will be easy to understand.
Russia said one of its patrol ships fired warning shots at a cargo vessel in the Black Sea on Sunday, actions Ukraine condemned as provocative on Monday, Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
In a statement late on Sunday, a Ukrainian deputy prime minister called on the International Maritime Organization to react firmly and suggested ships should adjust their course to minimize the risk of Russian interference. The incident has cast a pall over plans for a humanitarian corridor in the Black Sea to release cargo ships trapped in Ukraine's ports since the outbreak of war. A local news agency said on Saturday that Ukraine has started registering ships willing to use the corridor, though shipping and insurance sources have expressed concerns about safety.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. The military junta that seized power in Niger in a coup last month has said it will prosecute ousted President Mohamed Bazoum for high treason over his exchanges with foreign heads of state and international organizations. The United States, United Nations, and West African leaders condemned the move, calling it a further sign that the junta is unwilling to seek a peaceful route out of the crisis. This is VOA News. The head of Sudan's military has accused the rival paramilitary force of committing war crimes as all-out civil war threatens to engulf the northeast African country. The head of the military accused the paramilitary of committing violations under the falsehood of promising to restore democracy. Open conflict between the two forces broke out in April. The rights organization Amnesty International has accused both warring parties of committing extensive war crimes. Health workers say at least 26 civilians were killed in a drone strike in a town in Ethiopia's Amhara region. Maya Misika reports from the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa.
The attack Sunday took place in the central town of Fenota Salam in the West Gorjam zone of Ethiopia's Amhara region. A doctor at Fenota Salam Hospital, who spoke on the condition of anonymity, said injured people started arriving around midday. He says, there are many people who died at the site of the accident, but we do not have the exact numbers of that. Amhara militia known as FANO fought alongside federal troops against Tigrayan forces during the two-year war that ended last November in the Tigray region. Fighting between the federal government and FANO was sparked in April when the government ordered the militia to integrate with the country's police or military following the peace deal in Tigray. Maya Masakar for VOA News, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
COVID infections and hospitalizations are on the rise around the world, and health officials are pointing to a coronavirus subvariant of the Omicron lineage that originally emerged November of 2021. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah explains.
The World Health Organization classifies EG.5 as a variant of interest that should be carefully watched. Eris is a subvariant of the Omicron lineage that originally emerged in November 2021. But despite mutations that might make the variant more severe and contagious, the WHO says Eris currently does not seem to pose more of a threat to public health than other variants. As of the 8th of August, Eris has been found in more than 50 countries. That's according to the WHO. It is the most common and fastest growing COVID subvariant in the United States.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah. Donald Trump is attacking the federal judge overseeing the election conspiracy case against him days after she warned him not to make inflammatory statements about the case. The former U.S. president made posts very early Monday on his social media network calling Judge Tanya Chutkan highly partisan and very biased and unfair because of her past comments in a separate case overseeing the sentencing of one of the defendants charged in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. I'm Joe Ramsey.